Genesis, happy holidays. Oh my gosh, what a blessed time of the year. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. We love you. We bless you. And hopefully the next 30 minutes will be a blessing to you. I have dedicated this show, Bless the Next Generation, to reaching out to the next generation. I am a grandmother, and I'm divorced, and I was a high school French teacher. And we are trying to spread God's love through the radio. So be patient with me because it may be a little choppy. We're starting 5 new shows today in the Tampa Bay area. I want to say welcome, Tampa Bay. It's going to be in the evening in New York City, but it's going to be in the afternoon in Tampa Bay. So we just want to say welcome to all the listeners. The show has been going on in New York City on Wall Street for 15 years to try to encourage, enlighten, and inspire the next generation because suicide is number one, and we have 20 million children addicted to drugs. So if you're listening tonight, this is a very spiritual show, and we're trying to bring you into God's Holy Spirit, into God's love. And if you don't feel loved tonight, we've got some good news. Because you are very special. And every person created was made in the image of God. And we don't want you to be down. We want to brighten your spirit and let you know how precious you are. Now, this is Christ's birthday. It's Christmas time. And they celebrate Christmas all over the world because of the birth of Christ, the Messiah. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, came to deliver us from all of our sins and to break curses off of us and redeem us from the curse of the law. And it's very, very good news. And if you're in the darkness tonight, God's word is shining out to you in spite of me and in spite of all the glitches of the show. God's word will go forth and produce whatever he requires it to produce. We just speak his promises, and God will make sure his word prevails. Now, it says in the book of, in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." He is the peace. And last Monday, you people in Tampa Bay weren't with us last Monday, but last Monday night in New York, we talked about peace. And if we ever need peace, it's now with all the turmoil going on. What is peace? Peace is freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquility, calm, restfulness, freedom from war, freedom from violence, law and order, harmony, concord, carefree. If we ever need to hear some good news on peace, it's right now. Because there is so much going on and so much agitation, which is the opposite of peace. I had so much agitation right before I came on the show. My grandson sent me a nasty text message because I didn't do what he wanted me to. And then just constant people calling with problems, wanting encouragement, wanting prayer. And my mind was just totally overloaded. And I'll have to come on the air and talk about lifting you guys up. So what do I do? What do I do with all the turmoil that's going on? I have to make a decision to delete all the negative thoughts, all the negative news, and focus on the promises of God. Put my focus on God's word. God's word is a solid foundation. And Jesus said, when the storms are blowing, and they're going to blow, if your house is founded on the word of God, your house is going to stand strong. But if you have your house founded on your bank account, on your marriage, on your job, on your boyfriend, on the stock market, on your good looks, on your ingenuity. You can absolutely be taken over because the storms blow. That house that's founded on anything besides God's word, it's not a solid foundation. For all you kids that are listening today, you want to come on into God's light. You want to come on into God's family and start building your life on the word of God. That is the only stability. The fear of the Lord is the stability of your life. And if you don't have the fear of God, you're going to have no stability. Now, we have 20 million children addicted to drugs because they're running to the drugs on the streets and they think that it gives them peace and it gives them a high and they think it's going to give them stability. But what it does, it traps them and they get a little high for a little bit, but then they come down and they're worse off and they have to get back on the drugs. So these street drugs out there that are destroying the next generation, I've got some good news for you. You can come on into God's family and you can build your house on a solid foundation and have stability even when there's no stability in your own family and in your own home. How do you do this? Well, you receive the Word of God. We don't have to receive the Word of God. We can run around in panic and stress. Like just now before I got on the air, you know, there were a few things in my family that just took my peace away instantly. And I just said, okay, Kay, I'm just going to walk in peace. I'm going to delete those negative thoughts and I'm going to walk and focus on the Word of God. Now, if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911 because we are not dealing with chemical imbalances. We are only dealing with the spiritual side of man is trying body, soul, spirit. We're trying to get you into this peace. We're trying to get you to the Prince of Peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And he was born, and we all celebrate his birth. Christmas is the most fabulous time of the year. He came to redeem us. He came, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 5, and Titus chapter 2, verse 14 says, Jesus came and gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. We're not always eager to do what is good. We want to, but a lot of times we get distracted and we don't fulfill our mission. Every person listening tonight, under the sound of my voice, has a mission. How do you know what your mission is? You only know what your mission is when you get filled with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you and God has put a special spiritual gift and every person has a mission. God does not make garbage. And maybe you don't feel worthy. None of us are worthy. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So just come on into God's family. Just open up your heart. Let God come into your life and fill you with his holy love and his word, and start your mission in life. He came to redeem us from lawlessness and to purify us, that we can do good works to glorify his name. Now, that is some very good news. It says in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26, it says, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and you will do what is right in his sight, and you will give ear to his commands and his word. He said, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That is some very good news. He promises to protect us from all the diseases out there. Okay, Jesus became a curse for us, that he's redeemed us from the curse. It says in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Jesus took all the curses upon himself of sickness, disease, fear, whatever is under the curse. Jesus took it and broke it and hung on the tree, that we don't have to be cursed. We have to get into the scripture in Galatians, and we need to claim Galatians. Are we attacked with the curse? Yes, we are. Listen to my throat. My throat is not normally raspy like this. So what do I do with this? Because I'm redeemed from this. Well, first of all, I have to take care of my body, okay? Because if I don't take care of my body, it can naturally break down. But what am I going to do with my voice that sounds like this? Well, I'm claiming Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. I'm claiming that I'm redeemed from anything that's making my voice raspy like this. I'm claiming it. And there's going to be a day where you hear me on the show, and it's going to be back to normal. Because Jesus promised me in 2 Peter 2:24 that by his stripes I'm healed, that I'm redeemed from every curse of the law. And when we read in the book of Deuteronomy, if you want to go study the curses, go read the curses. We are redeemed in Christ through all the curses of the law. Now, that is some very good news, because stress is under the curse, fear, worry, anxiety, and all these things we have been redeemed from in Christ, according to the book of Galatians. He's the Messiah. He's the chosen one. He's the promised deliverer of the Jewish nation, prophesied in the Hebrew Bible. Okay? He is the one that is the leader and the savior of all of our lives. He wants to save us. He not only wants to save us, he wants to cleanse us. He wants to heal us. What does it mean to be saved? To keep safe, secure. He wants to rescue us. He wants to rescue us from harm or danger. That's what I'm trying to do. I am a divorced grandmother, high school French teacher, Montessori kindergarten teacher. And when I went through a divorce, God opened up this show in New York, and he said, go rescue the kids off the streets. Go tell them how special they are and how much God loves them. They don't know how much I love them. So I am trying through my best ability with this raspy voice to communicate how much God loves you so you can come on into his family. He wants to rescue you. He wants to keep you safe. Okay, if we ever need to feel safe, it's now. He wants to preserve you. He wants to salvage you and retrieve you and rescue and reclaim you. Now, this is what God wants us to do. God comes to save us. He's our Savior. What is a Savior? It's a person who saves someone or something, especially in a country or cause, from danger. One who is regarded with the particular religious name. Usually the Savior is Christ in Christianity. Christ is the Redeemer and the Savior of souls. Christ wants to come into your life. He wants me to spread the word. He wants me to speak his word, his infallible word, to you people listening tonight. We have 17 million listeners in New York alone that are listening to this show. A lot of people are in the darkness. He wants you to come on into his light. Darkness is negative, below zero. He wants you to get positive and come on into faith. How do you do this? It's by belief. It's by faith. And we did a show on faith. Last week we did a show on peace. The week before we did a show on joy. Because these are some of the fruits that he offers in the Holy Spirit. How do you get in there? It's through prayer. Why don't we just stop and say a prayer right now? If you're listening, don't close your eyes if you're driving. If you're listening tonight in this afternoon, Tampa Bay area, just say this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I want to come out of this darkness. I want to get healing in my soul and in my body. I receive your word. I receive your forgiveness. Please forgive me. I want to come into this peace that Kay is talking about. Holy Spirit, just come on in. I forgive myself, and I forgive everybody that's hurt me. In Jesus' name. Now, when you do that, that is just the beginning. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you die, your name is in heaven, and that is the entrance into heaven. But that's just the beginning. You've got to get God's word, and you've got to fortify yourself and fill your mind with God's word, because there's so many worries out there. I don't know if he just turned the microphone up because it sounded like it went a little louder, but anyway, you've got to get your mind filled with God's word, because there's so much negative poison out there. There's so much negativity out there. How do you do this? You have to keep your focus on what God says. God wants to save us. He wants to protect us. He wants to rescue you. He wants to rescue you out of whatever's destroying you. If you have something that's destroying you out there, that is not God's will. The Bible says every good gift comes down from the Father. But every evil thing, the Bible says, Jesus said, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Anything that's killing you, stealing from you, and destroying you is from Satan. And Jesus said, all the power of Satan is under your feet. So we don't have to worry about that. But I'm going to tell you this. Anything that's happening to destroy you is not God. Every good gift comes from God. God wants to rescue you, love you, fill you with joy. We did a whole teaching on joy 2 weeks ago. The kids that are out there doing drugs, they're trying to get high. Everybody wants to get high. And they're doing it the wrong way. They're doing it from a fake chemical that lasts a short time and then destroys your body. God wants to get you high through the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In His presence is fullness of joy. You want real joy. You want real happiness. You're not going to get it from anything in the world. It only comes through the way God made it to come through. Okay? In His presence is fullness of joy. The Bible says happiness. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Happy is the man. Happy is the woman. Happy is the child that trusts in the Lord. That is the true way. It's the way of stability. It's the way of peace. There's not any other way. And let me tell you something. If you're leaning on anything else besides the Lord, it's a shaky foundation. It may not seem shaky. It may work for a while. But there'll come a day where it may not work. So what do? Come on into God's family and come on in and get a scripture and stand on that scripture, because there are a lot of battles out there, but there's promise in the Bible for our finances, for our children, for our houses. Do you know the scripture says in the book of Matthew that when you sow your seed, you can claim up to 100-fold return on your seed, houses, lands, and brethren for anything that you sacrifice for the gospel? If that's some good news, I'm claiming mine. I've sowed a lot of seed into God's kingdom. And I'm expecting that scripture to work. I'm claiming it. I don't have it right now. But I'm believing I will, because I'm claiming that scripture where God promised me that. And one of these days I'm going to get on the air and say, I have a new house. God's scripture came to pass. And that's the hardest part, because we have to wait and wait and wait and wait, you know. And when I was in my 20s, I was reading about Abraham, and God promised Abraham all these children, said, look up at the sky, and all these stars are going to be all your kids. Well, Abraham had to wait and wait and wait and wait. I think he was 101 years old when he finally got his child, okay? And I just kind of thought that was so mean. But, you know, the Lord makes me wait, too. We did a whole show on patience, because that's pretty patient. Pretty painful. Patience is painful, you know. But anyway, the Bible says that we inherit the promises through faith and patience. It's not just faith. You can have plenty of faith, but if you don't have any patience, patience goes along with the faith. And that's where God's always working on me, because I want everything yesterday, okay? Now, in the book of Psalm 91:9, it says, because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall be no evil come near you, neither any sickness come into your house. How do you like that good news for Christmas? Is that a beautiful Christmas gift, that no sickness comes into your house? Now, I'm claiming that over my throat. My throat is very raspy, and I cough up, you know, sometimes I have a little tickle there. But I am claiming God's word, and there's going to be a day where I come on the radio, and there's not going to be any raspiness, but I have to keep standing and claiming these scriptures. Anytime my daughter calls me and one of my grandkids are sick, I said, don't lean on me. I said, but we need to claim the scripture, no sickness comes into our dwelling. Psalm 91:9. This is available in the spirit realm. Now, we are body, soul, spirit, and we're only dealing with the spiritual side of man, and God's promises are available for us today. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, because he's got some awesome benefits. He forgives all my iniquities, all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeemed my life from destruction. Are you being destroyed out there? Is stress killing you? Are drugs killing you? Is your lifestyle killing you? Don't worry. Come on into God's plan. God has a brand new way of living. Does it happen overnight? No. We are transformed. The Bible says we're transformed with the renewing of our mind, like a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. The word in the Greek is metamorphosized. We have to get rid of our stinking thinking. We have to think like the scripture says to think. We have to change our negative thinking. And we have to get these scriptures and believe them and speak them and claim them. He is going to redeem your life from destruction. This is our wonderful Christmas Christ, Redeemer, Messiah. If you are out there listening all over the world, Christ is the Redeemer. He's the one that can redeem you from destruction. And if you are being destroyed, that is not God's will. God wants to come in and rescue you. This show is going to try to rescue the next generation because they are taking their lives and they're on drugs. We have 7,000 children dropping out of school every day. This message is for you. This message is to let you know how special you are and how much God loves you. And even though you don't feel loved, I don't feel loved all the time. People can be mean to me. Family members can be mean to me. What do I do with this? It hurts my feelings. That doesn't feel like God's love. Well, guess what? I have to forgive them. I have to forgive them, and I have to let it go. Because if you don't forgive, then you get angry, and it festers. And Jesus said, if you're going to come into this lifestyle of walking in all the Holy Spirit, you have to forgive 70 times 7 in one day. That's a lot of forgiveness. So I get my feelings hurt all the time. I just have to keep letting it go and letting it go. Because we live in a world out there where people are stressed out. They don't mean to say the things they say. Some people are just mean. They might be jealous of you. They may have a lot of pride. And so we just have to forgive them and let it go. Just let go of all your hurts. It says in the book of Psalm, verse 107, verse 19, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destruction. How did he do it? He sent his word. Jesus' birthday, Jesus Christ, Christmas. We don't take Christ out of Christmas. Christ is the only reason we have Christmas. It's his birthday. They want to take Christ out of Christmas. It's Jesus' birthday. Now, atheists celebrate Christmas too. It's all about Christ. He delivered them from their destruction. That's why he came, to deliver us. Now, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 20, it says, my son, listen to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, are they alive to those who find him, and health to their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Excuse me. We have to keep our heart and our mind focused on the Lord. Excuse me, my voice is raspy, but I'm claiming healing. I'm claiming these scriptures over my voice that I'm telling you to claim, because there's battles going on. And you have to know how to receive God's word instead of the circumstances. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Don't worry, for I'm your God. And I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." God is telling us not to fear. If you're listening tonight and you're full of worry, God's saying peace. He's saying don't worry. He loves you. He's going to hold you up in his hands. He loves you. Maybe you don't feel like he loves you, but he loves you. It's by faith. We are walking by faith. We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. The spiritual world is real. When we die, our body goes back to the dirt, but our spirit and our soul are going to live forever, and we're going to meet God and all the angels and all the people that have gone before us. So we are in the natural right now. We're in the flesh, and this flesh is what gives us our problems in our mind. Our mind is the battleground. Are we going to choose to stress out? Are we going to choose to doubt? Are we going to walk in God's promises? We're going to receive that fear, that faith. It says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 17, "For I will restore your health. I will heal your wounds, saith the Lord. Because they hurt you and rejected you, God said, I will restore you. For I am the Lord. I don't change." Now, that is some very good news at Christmas time. Are you hurting? Are you stressed out? That's a nice Christmas gift, right? These promises are like little Christmas gifts from the Lord to you. Does God love us all the same? Yes, he does. No matter who you are, nobody's more special than anybody else. We all been formed out of the dirt. Now, we all have different gifts according to our ability. Every person has a gift. We've got 2 minutes left. If you need to contact me, you need to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. I need sponsors out there. I just signed contracts for 6 new shows, and we're on in New York City. If you'd like to donate to make the check directly to the radio station, that would be great. I can't pay all this airtime by myself. I'm a grandmother, and I'm doing this by faith. Now, I want you to know this whole show is to reach out to the next generation. The kids are in turmoil. I'm trying to communicate God's love through the airwaves. I need your help. Contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. If you have a powerful testimony, we want you to come on the air. We want you to know we're going to be on the air every time, every week at the same time. God is love and God is light. And God wants you to open your heart and receive his Holy Spirit and come on into his family. We have 1 minute left. Open your heart. Just say, "Lord Jesus, come on into my life. Let the Holy Spirit come on in. Let him come on in. He's got a mission for you. He's got peace for you. He's got joy for you. He has a plan for you. He's got prosperity for you. He has a home for you. He wants to heal your wounds. He wants to shine his light into your dark soul. He's got all these promises for you. You have to do it by faith. You have to do it by faith. It's his birthday present. You are his birthday present. Come on in. Give your heart to the Lord. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. He loves you.